104.9 The Hawk, counting down to Pumpkin Fest. It is back to 2 days, and we are going to be broadcasting live right outside the Winnipesaukee Scenic Railroad. And I'm joined in studio by three very special guests, because I have been, you didn't really have to twist my arm, but I am going to be competing in a pie-eating contest, because all that they had to say was, Zach, would you like some pie? And I said, yes. Yes, I would. So in studio, I'm joined by Renard, correct?
Yes. Hi, my name is Renard. I'm a freshman in Lakes Region Community College.
What got you involved in the culinary class?
So I've been in love with cooking ever since I was a kid. I grew up watching Gordon Ramsay and all of his shows. So
so you're like, oh, I'd love to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I watched Hell's Kitchen too. I've been wanting to be in the kitchen for a while now. So
very nice. Also joined by Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna. I'm a freshman at Lakes Region Community College, and I've been cooking all my life, basically, with my grandfather, because he's from Germany, so I helped him with those dishes, and then I got the opportunity to go in the kitchen at Concord Regional Technical Center, and then that led to here.
So have you done any, like, traditional German dishes? Is that, like, your area of expertise?
Yeah, I made schnitzel with my grandfather, and then roast brine. That's, like, I think it's, like, pork. It's a pork dish, but...
Is that your favorite one?
Yeah.
Nice.
I love roast brine. It's so fun to make.
And our third guest, who I remember running into vaguely... last year, you came over to us because you were doing the pie eating contest. It's Graham.
Yes, it is. I'm a second year student at Lakes Region Community College, and I was able to get my start into cooking a little early. I was able to start at Lakes Region in high school and was able to take advantage of their early college program and jumpstart my career and my education. So I'm excited to be back here with you.
All right. Well, coming up on Saturday, we have a pie eating contest. Is this the... second one that you guys have been doing, Graham?
Yes, second annual pie eating contest. We're really excited to be back down there in the heart of Laconia, right by the Belknap Mill.
Now, where did the idea of the pie eating contest come from last year? Did you guys say, we just want to bake something and see people smash their faces into it while trying to eat it?
You know, we were really looking for something to promote fun, community, which is what we're really about, and what's better than seeing people get a little messy and have a little fun with it. So pie was the best way to go, and we love baking, so... you know, went hand in hand.
Is it going to be pumpkin pie? Is it a smorgasbord? What's our flavor? Or will it be a mystery until I try to eat it?
We might surprise you, but I won't do that to you. We're going to do an apple pie this year.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to have some apples. It'll make it a little bit more tricky. So there's a little bit more technique involved in it this year.
Okay. All right. I have not done a pie eating contest, so I'm going to have to read up on what the proper technique is going to be.
Perfect.
So, Renard, can you talk a little bit about the culinary class? Like, do you do a lot of cooking, preparing food for a lot of different organizations, businesses, or is it all right at LRCC?
Well, yeah. So we do everything in the class, like from the fresh produce to all the way to the finished product. In our classes right now, we just we basically make stuff and then we pre-meal. A pre-meal is like when we explain all of the dishes at the end, and mm-hmm. we eat it together as a class. But now since the community table, the restaurant is open, mm-hmm. we make stuff for the restaurant too.
That's not, how long has the community table been open now?
It's been open for...
November 4th.
So this year, this is our fifth week opening, I believe.
Oh, very nice.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. And do you do a full spread of everything there?
We do something that's called a table haute, which is a course menu. It's we have appetizers, we have the entree. It's all in one price, which is $15. So you get a four-course menu with $15.
Nice. Now, the pie eating contest, there's actually two, I believe, coming up on Saturday. Right? Did I read that correctly, or is there only one pie eating contest?
I believe there's only one pie eating contest on Saturday.
So we have the local principals round, which is at 11:45, and then we have the local celebrity round, where that I don't know why you're – apparently I'm the celebrity, so I get to do that with the mayor of Laconia. I believe Fred Caruso is also going to be there, another radio personality. And there was a fourth name as well. I believe it was from Chaos and Kindness. Jimmy Love. Is that it? So, yeah, so those are the names that I know that are going to be a part of it. Is four like the magic number to have for the pie eating contest, or do we have more?
Maybe I'll be there too.
Oh, all right.
Maybe I'll be eating pies with you.
Oh no, now I feel threatened. You're going to know how to cook the pie, what goes into it. You've got more practice than me.
I'm a big foodie too.
Okay. All right. Well, you're gunning for me. I get it. So it's a student-run restaurant, the community table that you talked about. You serve up lunch for the public every Thursday?
Yep. Every Thursday for lunch.
So for students that are interested, they're going to LRCC, and do you have to be going into culinary to want to be a part of this? Anna, can anybody take the course and say, hey, I want to practice baking and cooking, but I may not want to do this for my major. Can we still go and take the class?
Yeah, I feel like you definitely can go there just for fun. That's how like I started, because I didn't know that I wanted to go into this field, but then I got into the kitchen and I was like, okay, this is fun. But yeah, it's definitely a good place to go if you just want to take a class for fun.
And that's one of the great things about LRCC is that you may go in and enroll and have no idea really what you want to do, but then you get to dabble in some of these different majors, these different classes, and go, oh, I do like this. I started undeclared because I had no idea what I wanted to do, and then found communications and went, oh, this is undeclared with a title. I can do anything. I'll stay with communications. But some people go in going, I want to be a meteorologist, and then they go, oh, no, I'd rather do something else, like culinary or physical education or early childhood development, because they took some course that went, oh, I really like this a lot more. So how many more years do you have, Anna?
I have one more year. This program is a two-year program, so this is my freshman year, and then next year is my last year.
And, Graham, this is your second year of the program?
Yes, this is my second year.
All right, and then what's your plans post this?
You know, it's a great question. I've been looking at transferring to other universities to further my business skills and get a business degree and look at food and beverage management. I've been looking at taking some time to travel and explore with food and people around me and get to know the world. But there's a lot of options with this degree and with the opportunities that LRCC has afforded me. So there's plenty to do. I just got to figure out which route I want to go.
All right. And Renard, what's your plan? This is your second year?
My first year.
First year. Okay. So you have one more year left.
Yep.
And then what's your goal?
I'm looking to transfer to a four-year college to get my bachelor degree. Hopefully in Johnson St. Wales, the one in Providence, hopefully. But if that, hopefully that works out for me. But yeah, that's my main plan for now.
Nice. And Anna, what was your plan post your, you've got one more year, then what do you want to do?
I don't really know right now, but I feel like going to be a manager of a restaurant would be fun for me. I also might go to a four-year college like Renard. Maybe Johnson and Wales, maybe another college, see what they offer.
Well, you got time.
See where I want to go.
Yeah, you got a whole other year to figure it out. And then even beyond that, because you're getting the skills now that you can use later. Well, be sure to go check out LRCC. I believe it's lrcc.edu for different classes. And be sure to stop by and the pie eating contest is right down at the Belknap Mill, correct? Right outside. All right. Well, we'll be there on Saturday with the local principals round is at 11:45, and then local celebrity round will be coming up at 1:00. So come on down. You may see me and Renard going head to head, eating a bunch of apple pie and getting super messy. Do you have a hose? Because I'm gonna have to rinse out my beard.
We might have to prepare a bucket for you.
A bucket,
of water. Yeah.
I am a mess maker. Guys, thank you so much for coming down. Appreciate your time. More music on the way. 104.9 The Hawk.